My friend the other day quoted me something which was very telling. He said, "This is God speaking. If you had not already found me, you would not be seeking me." Or reverse, you would not be seeking me if you had not already found me.
So what that means to you.
It means that you don't look for something unless you believe it's there. Mm-hmm. And since I'm looking, I must believe it's there, even though I haven't found it.
And we welcome you to this edition of Tuesday People, the podcast. I am your host, Mitch Albom. I'm the author of the book, Tuesdays with Maury. That book inspired this podcast a number of years ago, even though the book itself came out more than 25 years ago, and still find myself learning many lessons in life and applying them from what I learned alongside my old college professor, Maury Schwartz, as he lay dying from Lou Gehrig's disease. And each week we share some of those lessons with you as they apply to today's world, and in particular to today's time of year. As we are recording this, March is just around the corner. We will reach it by the end of the week. And with that, hopefully, for those of us who live in cold climates, the season change. And we're going to talk about spring in an episode that I think we will title, You Must Believe in Spring. And I'm going to tell you why we're labeling that way in a moment. I want to say hello to Lisa Goich, my good friend and producer of this program. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, Mitch, and I believe in spring.
Yes, but that's easy for you because you live in Los Angeles, where it is perpetually spring and sometimes summer, and then it goes back to spring, and then it's summer again.
Well,
those of us living in the chilly Midwest, where you hailed from, so you get credit for knowing this, even though you were smart enough to get to warm weather, we live in sort of perpetual hope. And this happens to be a weekend where, and even as I'm speaking to you, the sun came out. Now, in Michigan, where I live, it's not only very cold and very snowy much of the winter, but you really almost never see the sun. That probably is the worst part of it. The sun basically checks out of its room early November, and with the, you know, a couple of coming back for a few lost things, it basically says, bye-bye, see you later. And once again, we see it somewhere around March or April, starts to show up again. And in between, it can be really, really gray.
Yeah.
Really gray and cloudy and milky white skies. And, you know, you step outside and it's not even on days, it's not even necessarily freezing or necessarily snowing, but it's just blah.
Yeah.
Just blah. And there are many times that people here in Michigan need to do things to sort of convince themselves that we're going to come out of this funk. They will buy these special lights that they will sit by, which kind of simulate sunlight and basically, you know, give you kind of the feeling that you're in the sun for 30, 40 minutes a day, just to try to change what is sometimes called SAD, seasonal affect disorder.
Yeah.
Right. I knew people who used to drive down to the airports back in the days when you used to be able to just go into the airport. You know, you didn't have to have a ticket.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, yeah.
And they would just sit at the airport and watch the planes go leave as to get some optimism. It's like, well, someone's getting out of here.
My aunt used to take us to do that when I was a kid all the time. It was so much fun. We'd get all dressed up and we'd just go sit at the airport and watch the planes.
But there's something, I mean, for your aunt or for you guys, it might've been, you know, a kid's fascination with avionics, but, and aviation, but for the adults frequently, it was that there is an idea that there is some place that you could go, that you could get on a plane and in 3 or 4 hours time be someplace sunny and warm. Mm-hmm. And even if you didn't have the money to do it yourself, watching other planes that were heading to Miami or heading to Phoenix made you feel like it was possible. Right. And in many cases, it's more important to feel that it's possible than it is to necessarily do it. Because you don't get depressed because you don't go to Miami. You get depressed because you think, I'm never going to Miami. That's the difference. You don't get depressed because it's not sunny out today. You get depressed because you feel it's not going to be sunny out tomorrow. You understand the difference?
Yeah, I do. Here's something too, though, that I want to say that is, it's related, but the one thing you might think that living in a climate like California that's sunny all the time is awesome. But what I miss is the joy of spring. And maybe we will get to this, is the joy of the feeling of spring as I used to experience it in Michigan. It was a completely different feeling than what I go through every day here. We get bored of the sun. And I don't want to sound like I'm being ungrateful for it, but you don't have that feeling of, you know, when it turns 50 degrees and you're running outside in your shorts.
You know? You're so happy.
It's a whole different feeling.
Right. Well, so why am I bringing this up? I mean, this isn't a weather podcast, obviously, but I'm trying to make a point that there are parallels to the idea that Lisa was just sort of suggesting about that day is coming. That day is coming. It's going to, we're going to have that warm day. There's going to be that day where I put my shorts on. I can't wait. To how we navigate difficulties, how we navigate difficult seasons in our lives. There are stretches, think about this now in your life, where bad things happen. You lose somebody that you love. You lose a spouse. I'll never be the same, you tell yourself. Nothing's going to happen that's ever going to make me feel better. This is going to be, I'm going to be blue the rest of my life. I have a friend who just lost his wife of many, many years. And after the funeral, and after, you know, all the people came calling for a brief period of time, he fell into, as almost always happens, the normal routine of his life at age 70, but without his lovely wife, who had been a partner to him in every way. And I made sure and have been making sure to go and visit him and keep active in his life. But what I find that he tells me most of the time when I say, how are you doing? Is he just says, it's just another day without her. You know, it's like, well, I come home and I go, what am I going to do? You know, I come home from work. It's like, okay, he wants to call to his wife and say, what are we doing tonight? And she's not there. The weekend comes and he says, what are our plans for the weekend? And she's not there. And that feeling, everyday feeling, right, you can start to feel like, well, this is never going to change because from a, you know, mortality point of view, it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, she's not going to come back. This is where you must believe in spring. Another example, economics. You hit a part in your life where you lose your job. You hit a stretch in your life where everything's getting so expensive. You can't afford it. You're behind in your bills. Maybe you lose your home and you don't know where you're going to live, or you have to move to an apartment. It can feel like this is never going to change. I'm never getting out of this.
Yeah.
You start to spiral downwards and money problems just can overwhelm you. This is where, again, you must believe in spring. It's a beautiful song. I wish I had come up with that phrase myself, but there was a beautiful song. I think Michel Legrand was one of the writers on it. I remember hearing Tony Bennett sing it. And Bill Evans, the fantastic jazz piano player, play it. And listen to the lyrics of this song and see how they apply to life. When lonely feelings chill the meadows of your mind, just think if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the secret of a rose is merely that it knows you must believe in spring. Now, that's a beautiful little phrase.
Yes, lovely.
Because the secret of a rose is that it knows that spring is coming.
Yes.
So underneath the snow, it knows that its time is coming for rebirth, that this will pass, that this too shall pass, in the words of that famous story. And just as we're getting that sunny day now, and March is coming around on the calendar, and I can start to feel what Lisa was talking about before, which all of us here in Michigan have this, okay, all right, you know, it's not January anymore, it's not February anymore, we made it, you know, we made it to March. By the end of this month, we ought to be having, you know, one of those days where everybody calls in sick because they're playing golf. You know,
bring out the boat. Get up the boat. Get out the boat.
Right, right. Because they can. You must believe in spring. But if you lose that belief that it's coming, that there will be better days, they may not be the same days. It might not be the same house you had. It might not be the same partner that you live with for many years or that you split up with after a period of time. But there is a spring. Every day there is a spring to hope for, even in a different form.
We'll be back with more Tuesday People right after this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Of course, the ultimate form of that is even beyond death, which was something that Maury had to think about all the time when he faced his mortality with ALS. What is there at that point? Where is your spring? Where is your spring? What is there to possibly look forward to? Well, what comes next? As Maury said to me one time, listen.
I have a lot of a number of far-out friends are assuring me, Buddhist friends, that there's a rebirth, or other friends that are telling me that consciousness goes on, that there is a higher power, and I'm saying, maybe. I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know. I'm open to finding out. So far, I have not settled. However, this is too harmonious, grand, and overwhelming a universe to believe that's all accident. Mm-hmm. And the mystery of life and death where you have a sperm and an egg. You have the right environment, you get life. You have the wrong environment, you get nothing. It's all mysterious. Mm-hmm. So you have to wonder what goes on. And maybe our little minds can't grasp the grandiosity mm-hmm. and the grandeur of what goes on.
And I would say that that's true.
That's deep, yeah.
We can't grasp it.
Mm-mm.
We don't even really know why the sun rotates and the earth rotates and why we get a spring every year. We sort of take it for granted. You can become a meteorologist and start searching through it and come up with your explanations of it. But in the end, you don't know why it happens. You just know it does.
It does, yes.
But something, some force had to put this all in motion at some point. And that's impossible to explain.
Yes. And because like you think that there has to be something behind it, because it's all perfectly cyclical. Every single thing takes place within a certain amount of days, repetitively, every month, every day, every year, every decade. Like it seems like there has to be a rhyme or reason. I don't know. Does to me.
And it does. And it's the belief in that that gets you through it. It's the belief if you're sick that you will be healthy again.
Yes.
It's possible to believe like, this is it. I'm never going to be healthy again. I'm just going to, I'm going to have this forever, or this is going to kill me. But it doesn't kill you. And you come out of it and you have a day where you're walking healthily again. And you say to yourself, my God, I'm not in pain, you know? And that's the kind of thing that makes you believe in spring.
Yeah. Even as simple as a cold, you know, have you ever had like just the worst cold in the world and you feel right. like you're never going to get over it? And
right.
that first day that you can breathe is literally like your spring that you're talking about, you know?
Exactly.
You're like,
exactly.
Ah, you get those moments right. of joy.
Right. But that's easy. Once you get that moment of joy, that's easy because you're already enjoying that moment of joy. But what I'm encouraging people to do is to believe that that moment is coming, even when it feels like it doesn't. When your nose is totally stuffed, when everything is, you know, clogged and you go, oh my God, this is the worst cold I've ever had. If you ever had COVID, you know, there's that feeling of like, oh my gosh, maybe it's never going away. Maybe I'm permanently. You must believe in spring. You have to tell yourself, no, I know that this is temporary. This will pass. One of the great ways to be able to fight depression is to be able to say to yourself, okay, I know what I'm feeling now. This is depression that I'm feeling, and this is why I feel this way. But if I can detach from it, if I can just detach from it and say to myself, okay, this is what depression feels like now. I'm going to separate myself from that depression. I'm going to focus on the positive things. You must believe in that spring. You know, I don't know that there are worse things, at least certainly that I have experienced in my life, than losing a child. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It was the worst thing that my wife and I ever had to go through. And certainly during the aftermath of that, there was a stretch of time where you did not think that the world would ever be as bright.
Yeah.
As when little Chica was living with us, that the sun would never shine quite the same way, that every day would contain this film of gray over it. And we would be in a fog for all the rest of our days from our grief. But what we have learned is that while the grief remains, and there's not a day that goes by that we don't miss Chica, and when we think of Chica, yeah, we might have that little film over our happiness, but little Nadi, little two-year-old Nadi,
yeah,
has come into our lives.
Yeah.
And has made a huge, huge difference. Here she is right now. Coming in to say hello. Can you say
just
hi?
Just on cue, right on cue.
Can you say hi into the microphone?
Hi, Nadi.
Can you say hi? Can you say hi? Can you say hi, Lisa? Can you say hi,
can
Lisa?
Can see here? Hi, sweet baby.
Say hi, Lisa.
You are so beautiful. Well, there's joy right there. There's spring in your lap.
Yeah, I think she just woke up.
She's
a little sleepy.
What
are you going to do?
Janine.
You're going to play with?
Janine.
You're going to play with little Janine?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Just play some toys.
Just play? Okay.
Ah.
Did Dada put you to sleep?
Yeah.
Did Dada sing you a song?
Yeah. What song did Dada sing?
Lullaby.
Lullaby. That's right.
Oh, lullaby.
Can you sing lullaby?
Oh my gosh.
Can you sing it? Can you sing? Can you sing lullaby? Lullaby. And good night. What comes next? Go to sleep now. What? Yeah. You say bye-bye, Lisa? Say bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye, Natty. I hope I get to see you in person one day, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, kissy. Oh, kissy.
Mwah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Have fun.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye. I'll see you soon.
I love you.
I love you. See you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there you go, Mitch. There's spring right on command. How about that?
Right. So for the longest time, since Nadi has been with us, when it came time to go to bed, she would want one of our, we have a couple of people who help us take care of her, who sleep with her, you know, at night, because at our age, that's a little difficult. And she would want one of them to put her to bed. And I would say to her, Nadi, do you want Dada to put you to bed? Mm-hmm. No. You know, and she'd, no. And she'd start to get up, no. And she'd reach out to, you know, one of the other people.
And,
you know, it kind of broke my heart. And I was saying, you know, I really want to be able to do that, but she doesn't want me, you know, like you take it personally, like a child, you know. And then one time, a few weeks back, I said, listen, I'm just going to put her to bed. Let's see if we can kind of break through this wall. So when time came, she sort of reached out for whoever was there. I think it was Connie. Her name is Connie. And I said, oh, Dada's going to put you to bed. Oh, you know, there. And I said, can you show me, you know, how to do this? Can you show me how to put you to bed? Takes a sniff and she stops. She says, press that. You know, there's like a thing where you have to pull the shades closed.
Yeah.
To make sure the light doesn't come in the morning. So I do that. And it's a little like sound machine that makes like a sound of waves or something. She likes that sound. And then binkies. She wants her binkies, you know. I give her a binky. And you know, I sing her a little lullaby and, you know, took a little time, but eventually I put her down. She went to sleep. So now the next night I would do this and the next night I would do it. She fought it a little bit, you know, each night, but each night a little bit less. And then just today, when she was going for her nap, she was sitting in her high chair, you know, eating. And I sat there. She said, sit down, Dada. So I sat down. And she said something about her food. And then she took her bib off and she said, put me to bed. And I said, what? Put me to bed, Dada. And she held her arms out, you know. And I just picked her up and I took her downstairs and I you know, sang to her and I put her to sleep. Now, I can't explain to you what that meant to me.
Oh, my goodness.
That she asked me to do that.
Yes.
But I can tell you that that moment of joy sits beside the moment of grief that I have for Chica. And as dark as that grief is for Chica, that's how bright the joy is from Nadi asking me, you know, put me to bed. And you have to believe that there will be a counter to that sadness.
Yes.
You must believe in spring. Let me read you the last verse of this beautiful little song. And I encourage you to go find it and listen to it. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as a sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know, you can't be certain of, you must believe in spring and love. And
hopefully you remember that song, remember that lyric, remember that little sentence when you're going through a winter period in your life, a winter of emotions, a winter of circumstances, a winter of economics, a winter of grief, a winter of loneliness. Don't give up. Don't assume that winter will be permanent. Be that rose under the snow that knows, you know, all I got to do is wait this out.
Yeah.
And spring is coming.
I love that imagery too. That's such a perfect imagery to the rose under the snow. Like when you were reading those lyrics, it's perfect because you feel just like that, you know, but you know that the rose always rises, you know?
That's right. And it comes back around and spring's coming again. So I hope wherever you are in your life, if you're going through a winter period, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, economically, that you know that spring will come. Just believe in it. And remember, I went from no to Dada, put me to bed. Those things happen. So we hope we lifted your spirits a little bit with that today. Thank you for joining us. As always, we will be here next week. Lisa Goetsch produces the program. You can find out more about it at WeTuesdayPeople.com on the web. Many things to search there, previous discussion groups, previous shows, and just join our community of wonderful people, wonderful listeners who listen to us. We thank you for being one of those listeners. On behalf of Lisa Goetsch, until we talk again, this is Mitch Albom saying, see you next Tuesday.
So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, well, what do you think you know? You can't be certain of. You must believe in spring and love.
Thank you for listening to Tuesday People. To be part of our conversation, join the Tuesday People community at WeTuesdayPeople.com. Subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode and share it with your friends. We look forward to having you with us every Tuesday because, after all, we're Tuesday people.